Time out. Time out from low moods and negative thoughts. When you are feeling down, remember 7 things about yourself that we all tend to forget. You will feel at some point or at many points that what you are hearing resonates deeply inside with your inner core that we will call your soul. When you feel this special connection, you will know that you are hearing the simple truth. A truth that gets hidden and blocked out by the noise pollution of the everyday world. A truth that gets hidden and blocked out by the noise pollution of our own personal natures. So let us begin. Truth number one. Each and every one of us deserves to be loved. You are a person that deserves to be loved. No matter what you did in the past, no matter how despicably you acted, you can deserve to be loved because your core, your essence, remains untainted. When we acknowledge that our inner core, our soul, remains untainted, this means we have power, the power to change, the power to start all over again, the power to move and improve, the power to recognize that we have permission to be loved. Not only that, but there is someone out there who actually loves us. Even if you can't think of any particular person who does love you, remember, you have a Father in heaven. And according to the Bible, in Deuteronomy, the verse says, "You are children to the Lord your God." And as the commentaries explain, the one above loves us with a love so intense, it goes far beyond the love of our physical parents. Truth number two. Each and every one of us has intrinsic value. You have intrinsic value. Not only is that value intrinsic, but it is infinite in nature, since we are a spark of the eternal living God. As it says in the Bible in Genesis, God created man in his image. Yes, you have infinite value. No matter what you did in the past, no matter how negative the activity was, no matter what you did, thought, or said, that pure, untainted core cannot be taken away from you. No matter what anyone says or does, including yourself, you have infinite value. Even if you do nothing but lie in bed the entire day, you have infinite value. Truth number three. Every person has something to offer the world. You have something special to contribute. Every person can make a difference. As the wise men of the Talmud noted, one should not scorn any person, for every person has his time. No matter what people say, no matter what the criticism, you have something special to give over to the world. Even if the world rejects you and does not recognize your special contribution, know that, as the Talmud says, one should look out upon the entire universe and declare, "For me, this universe was created. For you alone, the entire cosmos is worth creating. Wait patiently. Your time will come." your special time will come to contribute. Truth number four. You alone can choose for yourself what to think and what not to think. No one else can choose for you if you stand up for your own God-given right to choose. No matter how hard they try to brainwash you, you can decide what to think or reject. No matter how strong the current is out there, you can swim against it. No matter how strong the message might be of eat today, for tomorrow you'll die, you can decide what is right, what is of value, and what you will put upon your mental projector. Truth number five. You are no less valuable than anyone else in the world. No matter what anyone tells you, no matter what society dictates, you deserve to be treated with respect. Even if you are being abused, God forbid, you are a person whose essence is a spark of the eternal living God, and thus deserve to be treated gently and with care. You even have the inner strength to treat yourself with respect. No matter what your personal nature tells you, no matter how hard it tries to condemn, you deserve to be treated with respect. Truth number six. The one above gave each and every one of us exactly what we need for our spiritual growth. God gave you exactly what you need for your spiritual growth. No matter how hard the situation is, no matter how many struggles you have to engage in, no matter how hard it is to cope, these are all just tools for your growth. God gave you exactly what you need in order to grow. You don't have to engage in self-torture such as, if only this, or if only that. We can accept God's will. You can accept the will of the one above. There's a blessing that appears in the Jewish prayer book that thanks the one above for providing us with all of our needs. This blessing is said every single morning. He has given you exactly what you need in order to connect to Him. Living in the bleak, black box of depression is just the stage you have been put upon at present. It is from this stage that your beautiful soul can shine out right now. Step number seven. Every small step for growth, every small act of self-discipline helps your soul shine through. Tell yourself over and over again, if I do one thing today that is difficult, then my soul will soar. The tiniest little act of self-discipline takes on mammoth proportions because it allows your soul that loves to grow, it allows your soul to fly. In summation, you have a beautiful soul that deserves to be loved unconditionally. The one above loves you. You have intrinsic and infinite value as one who was created in the image of the eternal living God. You have something unique to offer the world, and the world will not be complete without your contribution. You can choose which thoughts you want to place in your mind. You have the right to be treated with respect and dignity. You have been given all the tools to fulfill your task. This depression is not you. You are your inner core, your soul. Every act of self-discipline, however small, allows your soul to shine forth. Your soul waits for you to acknowledge its worth.